Lisa Treemstra, who is again quarterbacking the Quinny West Adopt a Child program, joining Miriam and I on our way to work. Merry Christmas. How are you doing, Lisa?
Merry Christmas. That's the first time I've said it this year.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
We feel blessed. Merry Christmas, Lisa.
Especially with the snow. Now it feels Christmassy.
Sure does.
How's the drive this morning on your way into work?
It's fine.
That's good.
I took Highway 2, though, so I was being careful.
Well, Lisa sent me a picture on Friday at 4:19 p.m., about the Quinny West Adopt a Child program. And the picture is of the Trenton Glass Store. It looks like Santa's Village. That was the quotation you put in. Give us the details on Theater of the Mind for the photo that you sent me to Mix Nation.
Well, if you want to feel like that festive season, go to Trenton Glass right now. There's so many gifts just lining the showroom there. And it's unbelievable how the communities come together. Again, every year, it just never ceases to amaze me. But we have so many kids this year, so many families, and it's actually very scary.
So give us the details on the Quinny West Adopt a Child program. You've been at it now for over a month. This is the final. Was Friday the final day to register?
Friday was the end of registration, and the first 2 weeks of the program, we had 508 families register for help. And some of these families range from 1 to 8 kids. There's so many large families this year, and we're helping right up to the age of 16 years old. A lot of these kids are in adult sizes. It's just the way it is. They're big kids. My nephew is a big kid, 6'5". So it doesn't mean that they're easy to shop for. They're more expensive to shop for.
And how many children in total are we looking at over here, Lisa?
We are expecting over 1,800 kids this year, which is by far a record, the most we've ever had. We hate having to split up families, but it's really hard to get an individual to adopt 8 children. It's super expensive. A lot of organizations have come through, and they'll take these bigger families, but even if you can't do that, just helping to take one or make a donation. We have our Adopt a Child committee going out tonight, and we're going to be doing some shopping. We were doing it on the weekend, but we really love it if you do your own shopping. That's our favorite.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the different service clubs, organizations in Quinny West that have stepped up to the plate again, Lisa, for the Quinny West Adopt a Child program, where the number is, we just heard Lisa say, over 1,800 children. Tell us a story or a couple of stories.
Well, the one that always gets me are the people that have been on the program before and are now in a better spot, and they come back and they adopt a child. Like they've received, they know what it's like to be the pressure of Christmas and providing for your kids. That's huge. That's huge on, you know, two-parent families that are working. So if you have a single income, it's extremely stressful. Nobody wants their kids to go without at Christmas. And our program partners with the Kinsman Toy Drive and Catherine's Kitchen. So when they register, they get the whole package. And we're really, you know, extremely blessed to be a part of this program with them as well. We've had Safe Smart and Belleville. They've adopted 20 kids. I actually had a teacher reach out to me who in 2014, she was a student at ENSS, and they participated in the program. She's now teaching grades 1, grade 2, and she's bringing it into her classroom, which is awesome to hear.
Wow.
That makes you feel really old.
Spirit of the Christmas season and giving back. Like, that's such a beautiful story.
Yeah, we really like it.
Well, final preparations and the stretch drive here now to Christmas. Where can people track you down? And if they want to help out and make the connection with you and your team, how do they go about doing that, Lisa?
So you can email QuinnyWestAdoptChild@gmail.com, or you can call Trenton Glass, 394-3597. You can make a donation online at our website. You can make a donation at Trenton Glass or Bay Marine. It's a great program. It's a great way to give back, or you can adopt a child in somebody's name. we'll do it all. We'll do whatever you want to do to help us out.
Let's touch base again later this week and get an update. Maybe we'll do something on Thursday or Friday.
Sounds great.
All right. Thanks to Lisa Treemster this morning joining the show with an update on the Quinny West Adopt a Child Christmas campaign.